This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, one soldier's war against what he calls the backdoor draft. But first, Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry today addressed a convention of veterans in Cincinnati, Ohio. Kerry told the veterans of foreign wars that President Bush's plan to recall as many as 70,000 troops from Cold War bases in Europe and Asia could hinder national security.
Nobody wants to bring troops home more than those of us who have fought in foreign wars. But it needs to be done at the right time and in a sensible way. This is not that time or that way.
Democratic candidate John Kerry, joining us now from Cincinnati, is regular day-to-day contributor and NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, how strong was Senator Kerry's attack on President Bush today?
No, it was very strong. I mean, he made it clear as he spoke here that he thought this was, as he put it, the wrong time to be withdrawing troops. What Mr. Kerry had to say was that he thought the notion of withdrawing 12,000 troops from the Korean Peninsula was especially dangerous at this time because, as he put it, that's a country that, quote, really has nuclear weapons. And he cited Senator John McCain as saying that McCain was concerned about moving troops out of South Korea when North Korea has never been more dangerous than at any time since the end of the Korean War.
And what else did he say today?
Well, he had some strong comments to make in general about the notion that the United States is going about the war in Iraq in the wrong way. What he said was that he thought that there's a need, and we need a president, as he put it, who has the credibility to bring allies to our side. And he said that every Arab nation has a stake in what has become a failed Iraq. He said every European nation has a stake. And on that basis, he said, what is our long-term strategy for defeating al-Qaeda, for defeating their arms, destroying their movements, discrediting their cause, and said that we don't have that strategy in place now and that he has a strategy that will achieve those ends.
He is speaking here to the veterans of foreign wars. After all, I would assume the response was quite enthusiastic.
It was a standing ovation at the end. President Bush, as you know, Noah, was here earlier this week, and he got a more resounding reception from these veterans of foreign wars. But John Kerry got a standing ovation at the end, spent a long time signing autographs, shaking hands afterwards. I could hear one protester shouting out in the midst of some moments of his speech, but really it wasn't discernible what he was saying. And he was a sole voice, overwhelmingly a quiet, thoughtful response, and then, as I said, at the end, the standing ovation.
Now, how big a factor do you figure here is Mr. Kerry's own record, his status as a Vietnam veteran and a war hero?
No, that's a key point, because even as he began his speech, Senator Kerry said he was a fellow veteran. I can say that. He said that there's one title more important than all others, and that is patriot. And he said that all of them in attendance here today at the Veterans of Foreign War had earned that title. And I suppose he was therefore including himself in that statement. In addition to which, he spoke really with some degree of understanding about the issues for these people. You know, this is an audience of about 6,000, average age 62. And so he speaks to them a lot about veterans' hospitals, about making sure that they're not excluded from the VA healthcare system, about the White House closing down VA hospitals, about the VA secretary saying that he needs more money to get the job done for veterans. So he spoke to them on a very personal level that seemed to connect.
Much of this, of course, is regular standard campaign rhetoric for John Kerry.
I think this is a little different, Noah, in that speaking to this audience and coming after the Democratic convention where, as you recall, he began by saying reporting for duty, he's making it very clear that he's building his credentials as a commander-in-chief during a time of this war on terrorism. So he said to this audience something that he has been focusing on across the country, trying to convey the idea that he is fully willing to take whatever steps are necessary to defend America, that there will be no hesitation. Here today in Cincinnati, he said, and here I'm quoting, "Let me be clear, like you, I defended this country as a young man, and I will defend it as president." He said he'll build a stronger military and promised to add 40,000 new troops to double the number of Army Special Forces. He said that he's going to end this backdoor draft that the president, President Bush, is now using to keep the military going. So this was an attempt by Senator Kerry to make it clear that he has some ideas for how to make life better for the military and how to end this war more quickly.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams talking with us from Cincinnati, Ohio. Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome, Noah.